This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Special Saturday edition, a special grown-up edition, I like to think of it as. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
And me, Mark.
And we call these shows grown-up editions because, well, I'm older than dirt, and Mark is somewhat
nearly
younger.
As old as dirt.
Nearly as old. Mark is somewhat younger. I am also brain-addled, which is a new experience for me, more than normally, due to the onset of Lyme disease. So if I happen to call you by my grandfather's name, just understand that I meant you. Does that work out?
That's fine.
All right.
What is your grandfather's name?
I forget. Well, my grandfather's name is Omar. His middle name was nothing.
Just Omar.
Just Omar. Omar Reitman. Okay. And then my father's name was Omar also. But his middle name was Eugene.
Okay.
Therefore, logically, my middle name would be Eugene and my first name is Chris. It makes no sense.
No.
But there is some family history that the preferred family name was Pankratz, that I should have been named Pankratz, according to
What do you shorten that to?
I don't know.
Okay.
I shorten it to John, Bob, Bill, something, anything but Pankratz.
Yeah.
But speaking of strange happenings, and this one just kind of befuddled me. This comes to us from the New York Daily News. It's about St. Louis police.
Okay.
And
so that's near the Ferguson, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not far from Florissant, where my girlfriend is actually from.
Okay.
The issue is, well, today's issue, there's always plenty of them with these guys, but today's headline is St. Louis Police Union asks officers to post Punisher logo in solidarity with cops under investigation. So,
okay, so what are they under investigation for?
I believe the story's going to get into it in more detail,
but there
was a large investigation of police departments and their social media posts by members of the force.
I believe I have heard about this on the news.
Yeah.
These are some posts that would be considered distasteful.
Yes.
When considered that they are posted by public servants.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll just jump into it right now. The skull icon, based on the comic book Vigilante the Punisher, has been, quote, widely embraced by the law enforcement community as a symbol of the war against those who hate law enforcement, unquote, said Ed Clark, the president of the St. Louis Police Officers Association.
So the union president says that the symbol, the union, you know, guy, the police union guy says that this is a symbol to sort of counteract the hate for police unions?
Yes, by sending hate the other direction.
All right.
In a message posted on the group's Facebook page, as the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department conducts an internal review of cops who published a range of concerning images and statements on social media, a police union...
And I've seen some of these, and they are concerning.
Absolutely. A police union asked its members Wednesday to post a Punisher symbol in solidarity with officers under investigation.
So this immediately, I worked at a comic book store from the time I was 12 years old to the time that I was 18.
I'm looking at you as an expert witness.
Yeah, well, Punisher has moved on from comic books into a couple of movies and
a TV show.
And I can't speak to those. I haven't seen the Punisher movies or the TV show. I would presume that they stick with this character who is a Vietnam War vet, who wears white go-go boots and is sick and tired. Well, he has a white skull on his chest. This is the skull that they're referring to.
Gotcha.
And they, you know, in comic books, you have to come up with a theme, you know, with your characters, because back in the day when they drew these things, they had to, they weren't very clear. They were all on pulp paper. So,
right.
You know, you knew it was Punisher because you saw the black outfit with the white boots and the skull from a distance. You could tell who it was necessarily. That way you didn't have to, you know, their comic books these days are much on much better paper and much better drawn.
True.
But so, I mean, you know, this is why Dick Tracy always wore the yellow hat with the yellow thing, because that way you could tell Dick Tracy in a 2-inch by 2-inch frame where he's, you know, running down the street. He can't put, you know, make it clear that it's him in any other way except he's wearing yellow.
It's an interesting insight.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the concerning part about Punisher is he's this Vietnam War vet who's mentally deranged because of the war. His family has been snuffed out. He is going to stop crime in any way he can. And, you know, that includes beating or killing the bad guys. And he beats and kills bad guys on a pretty regular basis.
Vigilante justice.
Right. And this is concerning because not only has Marvel been very clear in its portrayal of the Punisher when speaking to police officers that the Punisher doesn't believe that police officers should be using his symbol.
Right.
But I don't believe it either. I don't think that there's any... Yeah, there's really no room in this, unless unless you could make the claim that the Punisher symbol has moved on from the Punisher to something else, which is solidarity amongst police officers, and maybe they should come up with their own symbol. Then is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, one would think the city's because, top cop, however, took a different view.
And well, I want to finish my view here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My view is that this police officers adopting this Punisher logo says that we are sick and tired of enforcing the law and will now enforce whatever we call the law. We will get justice in whatever way we want to get justice, and up to and including shooting and killing people. Because that's what the Punisher is. When you adopt his symbol, you say, I'm going to murder for what I believe is right and screw right. The law. These are people that took oaths to the United States Constitution, to their state constitutions, oaths to uphold the law and do a variety of things. So they're either people, you know, they either believe in their oath or they believe in whatever the hell the Punisher believes in, but you cannot believe in both.
I would certainly hope that they would value that oath over a comic book character. But who knows?
I can understand working their job and being extraordinarily frustrated with the line of individuals that you deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Absolutely.
I can only imagine that that's the case. One of the reasons that they get to retire early and a whole variety of benefits that public employees enjoy is because presumably they're going to take that on in a professional capacity. And if they can't, then they shouldn't be in that line of work.
Right.
And I understand the police union doesn't want to hear that, but that's the reality of it. If you can't do the job, and the job is to uphold the law, then you need to be elsewhere. Well, and I say this as a firefighter, by the way.
True, yeah. I think this article did a good job of bringing sort of that to the forefront, which I think the police union did accidentally. You know, they just wanted to show a tough symbol.
Sure.
Show that we're all together and we're not going to put up with anybody who doesn't like police.
Well, there's no shortage of Punisher symbols and association with police out there. This isn't brand new.
Right.
The police union's doing this because this is relatively commonplace. They're doing what is, some of their police officers want. And I imagine most of them aren't comic fans, that they just like the symbol. And the symbol kicks butt. It's a cool symbol. It's the skull with these long teeth that can be sort of put in a variety of abstract ways, and it's awesome. There's no doubt about it. It just doesn't belong with law enforcement or overlaying on an American flag. Even worse.
Yeah. American flag with a thin blue line and a Punisher symbol all on top.
Is that what you're seeing in the article?
Oh, no, but okay. I can see it every day if I wish.
Yeah.
The city's top cop, by the way, spoiler alert, he agrees with you, Mark.
Oh, is this the chief of police?
Yes.
Okay.
However, took a different view in a Thursday memo obtained by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. St. Louis Police Chief John Hayden told officers that the logo, quote, does not coincide, unquote, with the department's, quote, mission to protect life and property and achieve peaceful society, unquote. Hayden did not explain, did not say officers could not post the Punisher logo in his memo, but he asked them to be careful about the messages they send to the community via social media.
Yeah, I think that you could adopt the Superman symbol, the Captain America symbol, a variety of symbols out there that did not, you know, send the message that the Punisher symbol did. But what do you think? What are your thoughts on this symbol? The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Special Sunday edition, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. That's how you get on a nationally syndicated radio show.
200 radio stations these days.
And counting. I just love to see that number go up. There's a lot of ways to measure success. That's one that I love to see that number click up every once in a while.
It does feel good.
It does indeed. We've been talking about the St. Louis Police Department and their police union, which is asking officers to post the Punisher logo so they let everybody know that everybody is with it and everybody is against people who do not like cops. But before that...
Yeah, I want to talk about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is where you go to get all the information you need about cryptocurrencies. Maybe you'd heard that Bitcoin was dead. Maybe you heard that it was alive again. Maybe you heard it was dead again. Maybe you heard it was alive again. Like, it just keeps on being dead and alive according to the mainstream news. Depends on which media outlet that you, are taking a look at. But
or maybe even the president.
Right. So the president's now saying, well, I think that probably the biggest endorsement of cryptocurrency yet is the president says that it's really important that this not compete with our money. Well, of course.
Because Bitcoin is based on nothing. It's made up out of thin air, unlike the U.S. dollar. Never mind.
The Federal Reserve note. I wonder what that's based on. The full faith and credit of the United States government. Well, I don't know about that, but I don't have the full faith. I don't have full faith in the United States government anymore, or it's certainly not the Federal Reserve's management of its currency. I consider that to be the number one problem with the United States government.
Hear, hear.
So, you need to find out more about cryptocurrencies. By the looks of it, these things continue to grow in popularity and usage and these sorts of things. And, you know, one day, that thing that was just a fad then becomes a way of life. At one point, automobiles were a fad. Now, the idea of riding a horse is ridiculous. So, Bitcoin.com is the place to go, whether you need to get a wallet app or whether you're looking for to purchase some cryptocurrency, be it Bitcoin Cash or any other sort. Bitcoin.com is the place to go. And they give you all the latest news, ways to acquire the currency. Everything you need is at Bitcoin.com. So please head on over. But by the way, they do give away, once you download their wallet, they have some free Bitcoin Cash that they'll send you. It's not much. It's like
nice.
It's like a dime's worth or something like that. But nonetheless, it gets you something put in the wallet and get started with. So it's Bitcoin.com.
And I know a lot of people that got quantities not a whole heck lot larger than 10 cents or 25 cents of Bitcoin when it came out.
Right. And then those quantities grow.
Yeah. It's amazing. Thank you, Mark. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Jim, there has been a development in Richmond, New Hampshire.
Where is it?
Which is yet another town which has gotten rid of its fire department. I'm sorry, yet another town which has gotten rid of its police department.
What's the town?
Richmond.
Richmond, okay.
Richmond. So they have done away with their police department. Okay.
Correct. And the reason they did it, according to the town government, was to try and save money. They have contracted with the local sheriff's office to provide coverage. The bad news is that this is, I think they may actually have more police coverage now, in a sense, than they did before.
Yeah, Richmond's a small town. For those of you who may not be familiar with how New Hampshire works, towns can have a police department. They can budget for one.
I think that's pretty much true all over the U.S.
Yeah, I'm just speaking specifically about New Hampshire, yeah. And they can hire officers and stuff like that. In New Hampshire, if they choose not to, they can just not have a police department.
In which case, they'll be covered by the county mounties and by the
state police, right.
Right. So, you know, down in Florida, that would have been called the Florida Highway Patrol. Up here, it's called the State Department of Safety or something like that. And... yeah, this is relatively true probably all over. And I think that when I look at sort of the budget lines for towns and spending, the number one thing is always the schools.
Yes.
So there you have, you know, me being forced as a taxpayer to pay for the worst school for a given grade in a given geographic area. So number one, I've got to pay for the worst school every time. And then number two, the police department. Now, the police department often can run in the black because they can give out tickets and those sorts of things. But not that's not true in New Hampshire, but it's true in, you know, many places. So, you know, that's something to look at. But what are they doing? They're giving tickets to everybody. And oftentimes, I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I feel like many of the speed limit signs are just wrong for where they are.
They're just moneymakers.
Yeah, well, oftentimes that's the case. If you wanted to just give tickets, by the way, you can get an automatic ticket giver that just spits out a ticket for everybody who goes by 1 mile an hour over the limit. If the limit is actually the limit to safety, then it should be, right? Oh, is it 10 miles an hour over is the safe amount? Well, then why isn't that on the speed limit? I don't know the answer to these things, but, you know, if you have some kind of domestic dispute or, you know, there's a real crime or something with a victim, then oftentimes the other police agency can cover it, and, you know, the county mounties or the stateies can come out and cover it and everything's fine. So oftentimes the town police, at least here, become revenue generators from the standpoint of a, just handing out tickets.
Yeah, they can, and they do in New Hampshire. Towns can come up with their own set of ordinances, and they can ticket people for those. And the long and the short of it is it's just, you know, it's one more way that they can extract a little bit of money that they don't do directly through a tax. They'll just, you know, give you a ticket for it.
Many towns across the U.S. have this as a line item.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The politicians count on the cops generating money.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Dave.
There's more good news, as Winston would say. There was a pathetical moaning which ensued from the local authoritarian faction and the police chief, who was soon to be without a job. Pathetical, yet inspirational.
So that's a pretty good Winston Churchill imitation. Yeah, I would think that the police chief would be very concerned about his employment and... Well, I'm certainly not applauding the situation. I'm not happy when a person loses their job. But the problem with working for the public is when the public determines that something is more efficient, then what commitment do they have to the employees? And I don't know. I don't really know. I mean, you should be getting what you deserve in your paycheck on a weekly basis, not some kind of ethereal, well, I'll be employed for the rest of my life kind of claim.
I'm pretty sure that in the American police state, he's not going to have any trouble finding a job. But there's another aspect of this, that there is a place and a time where there really is a lack of policing in New Hampshire, and that's called Porcupine Fest every year in Lancaster.
That there is, and we're thankful for that. Thanks for the call, Dave. 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about the Punisher. We've been talking about police. Hopefully you have some thoughts on either or something else entirely. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you dealing with overwhelming credit card debt? Then it's time to get rid of it. With a mortgage refinance from American Financing, you'll work with a salary-based mortgage consultant, so there's no pressure and no commission. No upfront fees either. I recommend American Financing because they continue to help customers save $1,000 or more each month without resetting their loan term. You may even be able to postpone up to 2 months of mortgage payments, creating an even greater upfront savings. Not a homeowner yet? Mortgage rates have been falling for the last few months, making it a great time to buy. Get started now by calling 888-804-0303. That's 888-804-0303. Or try their new digital mortgage at AmericanFinancing.net. You can download an instant pre-qualified letter, and you can complete the entire mortgage process online anytime, anywhere. 888-804-0303 or AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 1823-34. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump touts his new trade agreement in Wisconsin. With the story, here's USA Radio's Rick Benson.
President Trump in Milwaukee pushes for the USMCA, a new trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The president says he backs domestic businesses and their employees.
To ensure that all citizens can thrive, the modern economy as we know it, I'm thrilled that Lockheed Martin is committed to providing apprenticeships and workforce development opportunities for 8,000 10,000 of our great citizens.
The president calls on Congress to approve the agreement, bashing previous administrations for their trade policy.
There's a new champion at Wimbledon as Simone Halep knocked off Serena Williams, stopping her from winning her 24th Grand Slam title. Halep got her first 6-2, 6-2 for her second major championship. Halep said that was the best match of her life. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. That's free as in freedom. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's how you can get on the air and talk about whatever you like. That's the great thing about this radio program. I say that to you as a guy who used to listen to this radio program.
It's true.
I did. And then I came up here to New Hampshire, and suddenly I meet everybody who was on that radio program. And then
the reason you are on the radio program.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened, but all of a sudden I'm on the radio. But it's not a novel concept. It used to be done all the time. Places would have a radio show would have open phone lines, just whatever you want to talk about. Well, that's kind of gone. You listen to a lot of big talk shows. They want you to talk about what they're interested in. That's it.
Even if they don't say that. That's the case. If you don't call on topic and you sound like either you're too smart and you disagree, or you agree and you're not smart enough, whatever it is, you're not going to get on.
Right.
And that's, you know, they curate their calls very thoroughly in many calls and many shows. And in Free Talk Live, we make it so that you can call in about what you want to talk about. And that is almost unheard of on the radio these days.
It is.
So I want to tell you about My Magic Mud, because that's what I want to talk about right now. My Magic Mud is a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. And that may sound strange to you. Why would I want to put that in my mouth? Well, all I can say in response to that is read the back of your toothpaste tube and ask yourself, why would you want to put that stuff, whatever it says there, in your mouth? And at that point, you know, some charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay don't sound so bad. By the way, if you know anything about bentonite clay, they feed it to livestock for the purposes of keeping them healthy, so not bad stuff. My Magic Mud is clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I'm convinced. I've used this product for more than half a decade, and I've never been without it since I started using it because I think it's so awesome. I'm 100% convinced that it cleans my teeth better than toothpaste does. Now, I don't use it every day. You use it about once every 4 to 7 days. Over the first 4 days, you use it every day. But after that, about once a week, maybe a little more. And, yeah, your teeth will be as white as they're supposed to be. You can find this in most major health food stores, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and Walmart's Natural Beauty aisle. But right now, through July the 15th, you can go to Amazon for Amazon Prime Days and get it at 50% off. It's a really great deal, and this really is a great deal. Go to Amazon.com, look up My Magic Mud, get 50% off, and what they're asking you for that other 50% that you're getting off? Reviews. They'd like to get some more reviews on Amazon. So, Amazon Prime Days at Amazon.com, My Magic Mud.
Nice. Thank you, Mark. We're going to go to Virginia Beach. Not really. I wish I could go to Virginia Beach, but we're going to go talk to Jim in Virginia Beach. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I concur, and everything you guys say, I agree with.
Okay.
Stick around, then. We'll come up with something to disagree with you on.
Sooner or later. Yeah.
To joke about how some radio stations are.
I get it. It's a good joke. That's what I was thinking. This sounds like a call to a regular radio show.
Right. This is the guy that he found himself with a Dunkin' Donuts man cut out before as well. And I don't want to see the Punisher symbol coming after me if I should happen to take a cardboard cutout from Dunkin' Donuts.
Here on Free Talk Live, we do not endorse cardboard cutout theft. However, it is funny.
You will see the Punisher sign, like in a few movies, where the military uses them, and I get
very
that.
Very much so. Yep.
To me, the skull is a sign of death, and I don't want my police department associated with the sign of death. Now, right. I understand sometimes it happens, sometimes it's needed, and sometimes it's not, but regardless, I don't think you come at somebody with a symbol
that shouldn't be the
of death.
Default. That's not the starting point.
Yeah, exactly. Right. License and registration, and if you do the not right thing, I'll kill you. It's just not the right, I don't know. Well,
it is. It is the wrong message, I think, and especially when you're looking at places like, St. Louis. St. Louis, which
exactly.
Not too far from Ferguson. I mean, this is an area that should be doing a better job of portraying, and not just portraying. They should be doing a better job of delivering a friendlier police experience to their people. That police, I mean, it doesn't have to be busting heads. It can be community policing. It can be doing good for the community and finding ways to do it, not finding ways just to raise income.
Now, and I would like to put this out. I think being a police officer is a very noble job. I do understand how you want to go home to your family and you don't ever know what you're coming up to. I have a lot of respect for those guys that do that. I would say the majority of them probably do it very well. You still just don't want to start off on that foot.
Right.
Yeah, I just think it's at the very least a distasteful symbol to be using for police. And now when you say that it's being used for the military, Punisher was a military guy. And many police officers often come from the military. You know, departments are recruiting from military roles in order to bring them
Absolutely.
In. So I think that might be one of the reasons that it is associated.
Yeah, and I understand that, but, you know, like if I leave one job and go to another, I can't bring the skills from, let's say, throwing pizza dough up in the air to make it round and going over to, let's say, I don't know, sweeping parking lots and just, you know, throwing the trash up in the air. The two things, they don't go together.
I'm going to say this, and this comes from, I've talked to a lot of people in law enforcement from a hiring point of view because I was a selectman in a town, and that's sort of like a city councilman, and had some of these kind of not sort of off the books kind of conversations about how their hiring is going. And despite what everybody seems to think is not by default, is everyone who was ever in the military by default going to be a excellent police officer? They actually say the people that I have talked to is the majority are not cut out for them. Who are cut out for it? Military policemen.
Yeah, that would be my question, is what about MPs?
Right.
I think that these guys are probably, you know, the direction that people would look. I mean, they've basically gotten the training, at least some initial training, and received very low pay to do it. So, you know, why not give them the pay increase and then send them on?
Right, but strapping on a M4 and, you know, busting down doors doesn't have much to do with everyday police work. It shouldn't.
Hope not.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, military police are policing, well, to some extent, people who are at war, and we're hopefully not doing that here in the United States.
Sure.
I think there's probably some zip codes that it feels like they are, though.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. Hey, any last words?
Just great show. Love listening to you guys, and keep up the great work.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jim. We're going to stay on the phones where we've got Tom calling in from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
It's about the ICE raids that are planned for tomorrow. And the American Civil Liberties Union is reminding a lot of these people about their constitutional rights and how, you know, if they don't have a warrant signed by a judge, see, there's a big difference between the warrant signed by a judge and the administrative order signed by a different kind of bureaucrat. They don't have to open the door. They don't have to let them in or anything. They cannot legally force their way into the house without a warrant signed by a judge.
Can you recap for me which raids we're talking about? There's so
ICE
many of them. Actually, we're
Immigration and Customs Enforcement raids scheduled for tomorrow to take people with deportation orders.
Gotcha. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to bring you back, and I want to hear more about this because, hey, I haven't really stayed up on immigration lately, so you and Mark can educate me. 855-453, that's our toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. 855-450-3733. We are in our first hour of our regularly scheduled 3 hours that we do every night. It may not be on in your town, but we're on somewhere every single night.
If it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time,
we're doing it.
We're doing... There's a Free Talk Live on the air on, well, I don't know how many radio stations because there's no way to tell you. It depends on the hour and right, the day right. And all those things. But up to 205 radio stations or something is our number today.
That's nice.
Yep. And I want to thank Amplifiers right now as we do here on Free Talk Live. If you support Free Talk Live, you should go to amp.freetalklive.com as Tony M has. Tony M is a platinum amplifier, which means that he has gone above and beyond. All we ask is for $5 a month, and we give you all the things that the other radio programs out there give you for amplifying Free Talk Live, but we already give those to you for free. So why would you support Free Talk Live? Well, you believe in the idea of people being able to call in and talk about whatever they want. You think that's important. Or you believe in the ideas of liberty and freedom and realize that Free Talk Live is the only place in America, the only show in America that's really addressing these issues, pro-freedom, every issue, every time. So it's amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Tony M. amp.freetalklive.com.
Thanks, Tony. We're going to go back to the phones where we've been talking to Tom in New Hampshire. He wants to discuss the upcoming ice capades. I'm going to call him that.
That's funny.
Tom, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. It's about how the American Civil Liberties Union and other people are reminding the targeted persons about certain constitutional provisions intended to, you know, help protect them to some degree.
Okay.
And one thing noticeably missing, which I think they should add to that, is if the goons are going to force their way into your house, don't forget this other constitutional provision, that the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms was not written for the benefit of duck hunters. It was written by men who had to fight back against law enforcement and for the benefit of future generations when they would have to defend against law enforcement.
Hey, Tom, thanks for the call. Now it's
well, I'd rather be on the winning end of a civil suit than the losing end of a criminal suit. I'll say that.
True. And I notice sometimes you will take issue with that. It's
true that he is correct that the Second Amendment was written by people who shot their government center of mass.
Yes.
Now, they weren't law enforcement. They were effectively law enforcement at the time. There were police officers, and I don't know of any sheriffs that were tarred and feathered during the Revolutionary War. Perhaps. I don't know. Somebody will probably email me a story at mark@freetalklive.com about a sheriff in Philadelphia that was, in fact, tarred and feathered. I will not be surprised by that, but I don't know how many were shot.
If you do have a picture of a Philadelphia sheriff, tarred and feathered, even if it's from yesterday, I would like to see
it. There's not a real photograph of anything that happened during the Revolutionary War, I can tell you that much.
What was that?
Somebody drew something, though, I'm sure of that. So this story where the St. Louis Police Department intends to the police union is asking for solidarity among its officers by having them post the Punisher skull on social media. The police union is asking for this. The police chief, on the other hand, is saying that Punishers should not be a symbol of the solidarity amongst people that support the police.
Doesn't send the right message to the community.
Right. And which message do you want to send? I mean, I understand why the police union is all about supporting the police, but the police should be all about supporting the individuals in their community. And when they're not, that says something about the structure of policing and accountability in policing in America.
And how do you effectively police if you are taking the us versus them position?
I think it's pretty commonplace, though. I remember the Denver Police Union put together a T-shirt that's when the 2012 Democratic Committee came to town to nominate. The nomination process came to town. It was the police. It says, "We get up early in the morning to beat the crowds." And it had a menacing-looking guy with a billy club in his hand.
Right.
So it was, using the pun or whatever. But what I think is that if you have police departments coming up with these ideas, it doesn't say that police are bad people. What it says is incentives are way screwed up.
Exactly.
In the way that we put together police departments. Police should be falling all over themselves to serve the public. What is their job? It's to serve and protect, right? And presumably, it's to serve and protect the public, or at least that's what we would be led to believe.
Right.
I think, in fact, what it is to serve and protect the politicians, and I can see why the police end up being in an adversarial relationship with them.
I do, too. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Brian. Brian's calling in from PA. He wants to talk about law enforcement. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. I just wanted to clarify that the former MP, we got extensive training in law enforcement, all aspects of law enforcement. We just didn't bust down doors, and we weren't strapped with an M4. I mean, when we were on post and we were back stateside, we did domestic disputes. We did
everything on base.
And radar.
Yeah.
We did everything that a regular local law enforcement would do.
Did you get paid? What regular law enforcement would get paid?
So I got paid whatever the going rate for my rank and years of service were.
So less?
I would say yes, less.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what my assessment was. Yeah, sure. We were talking specifically about being over in the war theater, but yeah, I would agree with you that MPs are given all the training that police officers are and probably paid a little less, and that's why police departments are probably looking for them, because they have to do less training, and, they'll be happy to get any upgrade in pay.
And with military police, are there differences in MOSs? Like, could you be an investigator? Is that a specialty? Or
you could be an investigator. It was a criminal investigation division, and then you had the 95 Charlies, which were corrections. So you had 95 Bravos, 95 Charlies, and then I can't remember what the was it 92 Alpha maybe for the CID for criminal investigation. But yeah, right. We had different divisions through there.
Right. But by default, would you say that anyone who has served in Iran or, excuse me, Iran, I'm getting ahead of myself.
I hope there's not too many that have served there.
Yeah. somebody who's by default served in any role in a war-torn country is automatically qualified to be an average police officer. Would you say that it does require?
I think they still need to go through their local academy and get their local training. But they would have a leg up on probably somebody that hasn't had any exposure to that at all.
In which way? I'm kind of curious about that because I've thought about this. I mean, what would make an American? What would make a soldier? Say you were a tank gunner.
I think it sounded like you were asking about MPs.
Are you talking about in combat veterans versus a combat
yes.
MP?
I very much understand where MPs come from. I'm wondering from a law enforcement point of view, what makes someone who just has any experience in the military better than the average guy off the street? I would rather they be looking for military policemen. I would rather they find people have some background. Maybe they got a degree in criminal justice, you know, something.
I agree. I don't think anybody that's, somebody that had experience just refueling trucks or something like that. No, just because they're military doesn't make them, they have weapons experience, but I think they still need to go through their regular training.
I would agree with that too, and I would hope that they would.
Chris, would you say that your training in the military would have given you any leg up in?
Hell no.
Okay, so nothing.
I worked on radios.
They use radios in police departments.
They do. Yeah, I could be a Farva. There we go. That's my training. Can we bring you back? Do you have more to say?
Actually, I got to go right now, but I would say that I wouldn't have had, I would have a little bit of a leg up, but not much because of what experience I've had. I think I would have went through the academy maybe a little better.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks for your call. I appreciate the call. 855-453.
I'm crazy about my Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without my Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.